Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 12th, 2024. I'm Joe Anderko. This week we will take a quick look back at last Saturday's action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing Week 6 games on the gridiron this weekend. Three PAC teams, Grove City, CMU, and Case Western Reserve, remain unbeaten, while W&J joins them in getting national top 25 votes. The Presidents won the top matchup in Week 5, handing Westminster its first loss of the season, 21-14. The three league co-leaders all posted lopsided wins, with Grove City winning at Bethany 62-22, Case rolling at Allegheny 58-14, and Carnegie Mellon blanking Waynesburg 42-0. Finally, Geneva used a goal line interception in the final minutes to hold off St. Vincent 16-13. Teal had the Week 5 bye. PAC Player of the Week laurels for Week 5 went to Grove City senior running back Nico Flatty on offense, with 155 rushing yards and 4 TDs at Bethany. W&J fifth-year linebacker Justin Johns on defense, with a season-high 16 tackles at Westminster. And sophomore wideout Bo Wolf of Case Western Reserve on special teams, with a 92-yard kick return TD and a 20-yard punt return average at Allegheny. Top newcomer last week was Geneva freshman defensive back Noah Hutcherson, with 11 total tackles at St. Vincent. We've reached the season's midpoint at Week 6, again with 5 league matchups, while Waynesburg is off this week. All eyes will be on Grove City Saturday, as the defending PAC champion, number 7 ranked and 4-0 Wolverines, host 14th ranked and 5-0 Carnegie Mellon for homecoming at Thornfield at 2 p.m. The longtime foes meet for the 65th time since 1908. GCC rode a 21-14 win over the Tartans a year ago to a 10-0 regular season and their first league title in 25 years. Tartan head coach Ryan Larson previews the heavyweight matchup of national powers.
I know both sides will play really, really hard. I know both sides are going to make plays. That's going to happen. That's what should happen in a game like this. But football is very simple sometimes. Penalties and turnover margin can make a difference in these big games for sure.
The lone other unbeaten team, 4-0 Case Western Reserve, hosts 1-4 St. Vincent under the DeSanto Field lights in Cleveland at 7 p.m. The Spartans, who are receiving votes in both national top 25 polls, have won the last two meetings against the Bearcats, including a 19-0 road shutout in 2023. Veteran head coach Greg Debelak talks about the unique night game environment at Case Western Reserve.
Yeah, I do think it's a unique experience. I do think it's because the dorms being so close, and it really is the focal point of campus when we have a night game. Kids love to play in it. The parents love the tailgate. There's a lot going on that probably you don't see if you watch it on video.
Two local foes hungry to get into the win column meet at Alumni Stadium in Greenville at 1 p.m. as 0-4 Teal hosts 1-4 Allegheny. It's the 86th meeting in the all-time series, which dates all the way back to 1893, with the Gators leading 44-35-6. Allegheny has won the last four meetings against the Tomcats, with the last Teal victory being a 44-21 final in Meadville in 2016. Tomcat head coach Sam Bauman talks about the keys to victory for his squad versus the Gators.
Been interesting to see. They're very, very kind of looking in the mirror, if you will, watching them play, watching us play, where for us, it's going to be capitalizing on the mistakes they make, limiting the mistakes that we make, and just, you know, playing our brand of football, which is fast, physical, and aggressive.
Other Week 6 PAC games include 2-3 Geneva traveling to face 4-1 Washington and Jefferson at Cameron Stadium in Washington at 1 p.m. It's the 71st meeting between the teams since 1891 in a series dominated by the Presidents in recent years, with 16 straight victories, including a 45-7 final last season. Finally, 3-1 Westminster travels to face 0-4 Bethany in a 4:30 p.m. kickoff at Bison Stadium. The Titans are 46-12-2 all-time against the Bison, including a 42-7 victory in 2023. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league information. You can follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Anderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.